11 people were arrested for alleged public order offences following a protest in Dublin city centre yesterday. Meanwhile, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is expected to give a briefing later today on new powers to fine people who are found to be in breach of COVID-19 restrictions. For more, let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what happened in Dublin yesterday?
Rachel, this started about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Around 200 people gathered on O'Connell Bridge. Now, Gardaí say they believe some were from a group calling themselves Yellow Vests Ireland. Others included so-called anti-mask, anti-vax, anti-immigrant and even anti-RTE protesters. Some of the people there have also been at a range of other small demonstrations, including some of the 9 people who turned up on the steps of the courts last week calling for, quote, justice for Aaron Brady. Now, a Garda sergeant tried to engage with them. He was shouted at and abused and called names. One person wanted to live stream him on Facebook. Nobody would admit to having organised the event. The sergeant warned them then that they were in breach of the COVID-19 restrictions, which only allow for people to leave their homes for essential reasons, and protests are not included in those lists of essential reasons. The group then moved down the quays, where they were prevented by a large force of Gardaí from marching on the convention centre where the Dáil was sitting. They then moved on to East Wall Road, where they were prevented from attempting to block Dublin Port. Most of the group then dispersed on the way back to the city at that stage, but around 50 of them moved on to Grafton Street, where some broke through a thin line of Gardaí along the bottom of the street. The public order unit in soft cap mode was deployed. Now, soft cap means that the Gardaí did not wear helmets or carry shields. 11 people were arrested. They have since been released. 9 were charged with public order offences and are due to appear in court on future dates. 2 are being considered for adult cautions. Now, Gardaí say an investigation is now underway, focused on the organisers, and the advice of the DPP will be sought before further action is taken.
Meanwhile, Drew Harris expected to hold a news conference later today. What's likely to be the focus there?
Yeah, that's scheduled to take place in the next hour. He'll again ask people to comply with Garda directions. He'll explain Garda policy and approach, the 4 E's. He'll stress other Garda activities, such as the investigation of serious crime. Operation Fuisha for victims of domestic violence won't be affected by the current policing operation. And he'll also be anxious to let people know that the Garda are there to help elderly and vulnerable people. They'll call in, they'll deliver groceries, they'll collect pensions. We also expect to hear his views on the new legislation that has been brought in relation to house parties, the wearing of masks and the imposition of fines. Last month, he told the policing authority that the Gardaí didn't need new powers. They were also very concerned about the maintenance of a good relationship with the public, and they were conscious of people's civil liberties. So he said they needed to protect their relationship with the public. And he did point out as well that the UK had a system of fines for breaches of regulations at that time, and they didn't seem to be doing any better. So really, has the commissioner changed his mind? It'll also be interesting to see what he'll have to say about the protests on Grafton Street yesterday.
No doubt we'll hear more from you later, Paul. Thanks a million for that. It's 2 minutes to 9.